Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
A big day of racing today at Casino. We're going to find out what the track conditions are like. Renee Opisco joins me now. Morning, Renee.
Morning. How are you?
I'm well. How's the day there at Casino?
It's a beautiful day. Sun's shining. Everything just looks great. We're ready to go for a big day.
Fantastic. Now, how have you rated the track?
Traded a good four. The stewards are actually out checking it at the moment. So if there's any changes, I'm sure you'll find out about them.
All right, we will. Now, does the rail move at Casino, or is it in the true all the time?
In the true.
In the true.
True position, yep.
All right, beautiful. So you've got a beautiful day and a good four there. So all in all, you've got a fantastic day for racing.
We have. 9 races today. Gates open at 11 o'clock. It should be a wonderful day.
All right, terrific. Enjoy it, Renee, and have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Renee Opisco there from Casino. Now it's 10:15. Gary Cleese is going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Couldn't get an absolute better day here. Big day for the Casino Race Club. Beef Week Cup Day. The town's been in activity for the last week, and they've got an absolute glorious day, and this track's in an immaculate condition with a really big field. So we've got 9 races, and we're going to try to find 9 winners here today.
All right, now the first one, Badouche, $2.10. Number 2, Underwood, $2.30. 2, Shanahan is $5. Number 4, Let's Talk a Deal, 16. 5, Nice for Torch, 61. 6, She's Got Mail, 126. 7, Striking Princess, 10. And 8, Trinzano, 34. Favourite number 1, Badouche, $2.10.
Race 1, Sean, I've gone 1, 2, 3, 7. Look, I'm with the toppie here. Badouche, he's had the one run back, and he was wide the trip. He just had no luck down the back. It went pear-shaped for him. And Underwood beating 0.1 of a length, I think he's had an improvement off him. And if he's done that and stepping up to the 1,200 metres on a little bit bigger track, he'll be hard to beat. Like I said, Underwood beating here, and she is the danger. I mean, I've just got that little bit of a query with her. She's got to go to the 1,200 metres, and she goes from the 55.5 to the 57.5. But still, look, there was merit in a win. Shanahan, the 3, I've got a watch on it from the Chris Munt stable. Debuted at the Sunny Coast back in January and was very green on debut. Has been gelded, resumes here with no trials, but he's coming out of a pretty good maiden there at the Sunny Coast. And 7, Striking Princess, only a lightly raced filly. She's had 7 starts. She's been placed 3. She's coming off a good second at Warwick last start and gets no weight on her back from a good gate. 1, 2, 3, and 7 in race 1. Yeah, race 2, yeah, not nice race here for the maiden. It's over the 1,000 metres, and my numbers are 3, 6, 10, and 11. I'm in the first start at 3, Montana Mist. He's a 4-year-old gelding. He's by Bradbury's Luck. He's trained by Paddy Randall here at Casino, so he does all his work here. He's had 2 soft trials, both at Lismore, one back in April and one 13 days ago, and Cyril Smore has rode him in both trials, and he's here to ride him today, and you just don't get a better gate than one alley for him. 6 Exploding Stars. She's had 2 runs back. I love the run at Grafton first up. She led there, and Supreme Diva wore her down and run her down late, beating a 0.2 of a length. I thought she was disappointing at Moolumbah. Maddie Dunn did step her up to the 1,200 metres, and look, she was wide down the back, but she was beaten 2.5 lengths. I think the key to her, that he brings her back here to the 1,000 metres, 10 run amok. She was placed at Ipswich 2 runs ago, and she was another one that was disappointing at Moolumbah. Maybe the track had a little bit to do with that, but she's certainly a lot better than that last run. And 11 Valley Crossing, she's had a heap of chances to win, but the beauty about it is from that gate, that 2 alley, she'll just sit right off the speed. So she's always thereabouts. She's one you'd never leave out of the multiples. 3, 6, 10 and 11 in race 2. In race 3, it's another second division of this 1,000-metre maiden. They've got a capacity field here. 5, 11, 2 and 3 for me. Look, she looks awfully hard to beat, and she's short on the market on tab as 5. Any Effel, she run second first up, and Makuro run her down late and beat her a length, and she went to Grafton in a good maiden, and Rest of the World, a smart filly, went up and grabbed her at the 100-metre mark and drew away and beat her, but she's run 58.38 and 58.73 at a 2 runs this time in, and she won't find any easier race than what she's got here. I got the danger of 11 Vintage Lux, had the one run back, went to Tamworth first up and run 6-14 behind Polka. He's coming out to run second in a highway on Saturday and draws a lot better today. 2 Mexican Yell. I've got to watch on him. Ben Robinson's got this guy from Bow Desert. He only had 3 goes last preparation, 2 of them at Doomben and 1 at Bow Desert. where a heap of winners have come out of the race, and he hasn't taken into the trials. He's drawn a bit of a sticky gate, but he's a dead set yard watch in the yarn. And Three Twigglers is resuming for a new stable, was nominated and accepted and scratched from Moree yesterday and left for here today from the Wayne Aikfield stable. So I'll take a little bit of lead, particularly on the dry circuit, may suit him a lot better. 5, 11, 2, and 3 in race 3.
The fourth one out, 2 Malawi Gold, $1.75, 3 Scaled, 81, 4 Be Watchful, 11, 5 No Doubtle, 86, 50, 6 Normanton, 81, 7 Phil's Dream, 34, 8 out, 9 Airedale, 13, 10 Glam Alive, 9, 11 Maximalis, 21, number 12 Mini Minna is $11, 13 Perfectly Posh, 17, 14 She's a Heartbreaker, 81, 15 Spurred On, 41, 16 out, 17 Gypsy Aria, 81, 18 out. Favourite is number 2 Malawi Gold, $1.75.
Yeah, we go to the other maiden, Sean, over the 1,400 metres, race 4 and 2.10, 4.5. I think he can take the lead with the Matt Dunn runner. He had the top weight, Mass Poeta, and scratched him and left Malawi Gold in the 2. And he looks awfully hard a bit. He's a former Victorian horse. He'd had one trial for Matty at the Gold Coast, and he trialled up good. And then he ran third at Moolumbar behind Vin Rouge, beaten 1.3. He just looked in running that the tight circuit didn't suit him. So he'll go to a big track here today. He would have improved a lot off that first up run, and he draws okay. He'd be very hard to beat from the Dunn yard. Tim Come Alive, look, she's getting fitter. She's had 3 solid runs back, and each time you see her in the yard, she gets that little bit better. But the beauty about it today is that lightweight, which she had 57 last start, she gets 54, and she draws 1 alley. So she's going to get a lovely run in transit. 4 Be Watchful, an improving filly all the time from the Stephen Lee stable. She's had a 1,000 and a 12-15 under her belt, go straight up to the 1,400 metres. Probably the run on there. She didn't run on the other day, the 5, no doubt, a lady from the Dwayne Smith stable, but she's another one that went to Moolumbar and didn't really put in, but she's certainly a lot better than that. She's one mare that'll be getting off a quick speed and finding the line late. 2.10, 4 and 5 in race 4, race 5. Class 2, it's run over 1,000 metres, and they'll run here, and I'm 2-1, 5 and 4, and I think Matt Dunn can have a big day. He's got 2 Dram of Delago. She was just ultra-impressive to win at Grafton 25 days ago. She drew 11 gates, she hit the ground running, and she absolutely blew them away. She won by 3.3 lengths, she had 55 and a half, she gets 56 and a half today, so she's only penalised a kilo on that win, and she'll hit the ground, and she'll be hard to beat. Two ultra-impressive. He finds a good ear today because that alley's important to him. He's one of those hard horses to ride. He knows him really good, Matty McGowan. He's got to hide him away from the good gate and bide his time and get there at the right time on him. But with the speed and the race from the good alley, he'll be able to do it. By Dewbank, I loved his run first up. I would have liked to see it probably 1,100 metres or 1,200 metres, but maybe with the speed cracking, he can get back and find the line. And for Ashio Drift, she has done nothing wrong since joining the Johnny Shelton yard. She ran third in a maiden at Coffs. She went to Grafton and run second, and she's led all the way to win her last two. She's got a bad alley today. That's the only minus with her, but other than that, she's in super form. 2, 1, 5, and 4. Sean, race 6 here. It's a benchmark 58. It's run over the 1,200 metres, and 4, 2, 3, 1 for me. I'm with the 4, Lee Beau Renard. He's had 2 runs back. He's from the Lindsay Hatch stable out at Toowoomba. He's run third first up at Toowoomba, and then he got a mile out of his ground over 1,050 the other day and screamed home late. He waxed the blinkers on him. He steps him straight up to the 1,200 metres where his best form is. And I think if he can only reproduce what he's done at his 2 runs this time in, it'll be hard to beat. La Renard, the 2, in a new stable now in the Michael Costa yard. We haven't seen this mare at the races for 6.5 months, but we did see her at a trial a couple of weeks ago at Moolumbar, which she won a barrier trial there by 5 lengths. She was very, very good in the trial, so she's only got to bring that trial form to race form here to the yard to beat. 3 Doctor and Ice, nothing wrong with his first up run. He worked hard. He just found Winner Sonata a little bit too good for him on the line, but he gets a softer gate and he gets back to a 58 rating, which will help. And the key runners have won Crooked Gent. We haven't seen him at the races for nearly 6 weeks. Leo Clappen trained him here at Casino. He's a horse that normally gets a long way out of his ground, but he likes speed on, and he's a horse that can get to the outside and really find the line. So he's one horse that, if he's in striking distance at the 200-metre mark, he could nearly run home over the top of them. 4, 2, 3, and 1 in race 6.
Race 7, 1 Boomer, 4.62, Kill Prince, $8. 3 Puzzling, 1 to 19, 4 Patriot, 4 Even. 5 Alma, 7, number 6, 1 to Boom, 10, 7 High Cost, 420, The Dolce Vita 23, 9 number Jet 31, 10 cents there of 15, 11 upstart 31, 4 even for number 4 Patriot.
Race 7, 7, 4, 5, 10. This is the flying over 1,000 metres and they are going to hit the ground and run. And I'm with a 7 high cost. Greg Cornish has got him at Bow Desert. He's had 4 runs back. He's been in the money all of 4. He's been carrying 57.5 and 60 and a half kilos. He's 4 runs this time in. He won't know what it got on his back today with a 6-kilo weight drop. He's probably got an awkward alley, but with the speed up there, he might be able to just tag him behind horses like Patriot and Wonder Boom or Boomwar. So he, all he needs is an ounce of luck from a real bad gate. Paul Patriot, he's on the quick backup from winning the Gunnedah Lightning 5 days ago. I mean, he's not the type of trainer Johnny Spraggs to back one up if they hadn't done good. So I think you've got to take the lead there, and he just draws that good gate to get a nice run. 5 Elmas, good to see him back in form. He's the last start winner at Toowoomba over 1,100 metres. He hit the line good to win there. He's just got to come back to the 1,000 metres. That's my only query with him. And I give 10 Sierra a chance coming off that last start at Grafton. He was huge. He missed Sikipi 4 or 5 lengths and he ripped home hard. Prior to that, he'd won a 58 rating here with the big weight. But he only gets 52 kilos on his back, but he does need to leave the gates clean. 7, 4, 5 and 10 in race 7.
And race 8, the Big Week Cup, one Perfect Dare, $11. Number 2, Apollo Boom, 6. 3, Gold Symphony, 34. 4, Landmarks, 12. 5, FOMO, 650. Number 6, Chloride, 34. 7, Queen of Kingston, 230. 8, Land Office, 18. 9, O'Driscoll, 17. 10, Canberra, 18. 11, Constantine, $10. 12, Anne Bonnie, 61. 13, Fabini, 34. 14, She Tells Lies, 101. 15, 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite, 230. 7, Queen of Kingston.
Yeah, Sean, this is a good race. This is the Beefweek Cup run over the 1,400 metres. It's worth $16,740 to the winner, and I'm 7514, and she's just cracking Queen of Kingston. She really is. She runs second in the qualifying championships at Grafton behind La Scapa. She went to the country championships at Royal Randwick behind Noble Boy, beating 3.5, and she had no luck the other day, the poor little girl. She was 3 and 4 wide the whole trip, and she had the audacity to go up and hit the front, but just that early effort told on her. There is scratchings here today, and that brings her into the 8 gate. The 1,400 or suitor, where our overall 1,400 metres record is good. 5 FOMO, I think he's the key runner. Another one from the Lindsay Hatchyard. He's had 1 run back. He ran 8 to 12th at Doomben behind F Troop, beating 3.8. He was hampered at the 100 metre mark, and that margin should have been a lot more. He's got a good second up record, and he gets one alley to just get a beautiful run from that gate. 1 Perfect Dare. I'm leaving him there. I don't know if he's quite going as good as what he was last preparation. But with him saying that, they have been hard races. He's 2 runs this time in. And he's back an awful lot in grade with a claim. He'll want a bit of luck from a bad gate. And 4 Landmarks. Well, he's had 4 goes here. He's won 3. He's won 2 Casino Cups. 1,200 didn't suit him a week ago at Grafton. He steps up to the 1,400 metres on his home track. He likes the whole high roll up in front. So if they do let him lead, he'll take a bit of running down. 7, 5, 1, and 4 in race 7.
Righto, the 9th one out, number 2, Excella, is $3.80. Number 3, Follow On, 23. 4, Perino, 480. 5, Tassark, 650. 6, West Rock, 950. 7 out, 8, Serious Dancer, 18. 9 out, 10, Zornja, 850. 11, Dullius, 10. Number 12, Missile Attack, 7. 13 out, 14, Tudor Sunrise, 23. 15, Scopenhauer, 23. And 16, My Boy Salido, 41. The favourite here, 380. Number 2, Excella.
This is a Class 3. This is over 1,400 metres and 5-2-4 and 14. And I'm a dresser. I don't think he's done anything wrong. He ran second at Grafton 4 runs ago. He ran third at the Gold Coast 3 runs ago. He's coming off a win at Grafton 2 runs ago. And then he hit a soft track at the Gold Coast last start and Hacksaw Ridge beat him a length. He'll get a dry circuit. He probably needs a little bit of luck from that gate, but it is a good running down the back from the 1,400 metres. 2 Excella, she's beautifully placed. She's had 3 runs back. She's a winner at Ipswich 2 runns ago. She went to the Gunsin Group 3 behind Gem Song. She was beaten a long way, but this is an awfully easier race with a gate and with a claim for Emily Atkinson. Perorino, the 40s, a watch horse. He's now in the Gary Nielsen stable. He was formerly trained by Danny Williams. He went around 20 days ago on a highway at Randwick on the Kensington track behind We Concur, beaten 4.6. So that's good enough form for a race like this. And I give the 14 a chance here, Tudor Sunrise. She's been going well. She gets no weight on her back here on a home track. 5, 2, 4, and 14 in the last. Yeah, I like two best, Sean. I like race 1, number 1, Badoosh, and pretty keen on race 5, number 2, Dream of Delago, coming off that really good win at Grafton last start. Quaddie numbers, yeah, I found the quaddie pretty wide, particularly the last three legs. First leg, 4, 2, and 3. Second leg, 7, 4, 5, 10. Third leg, 7, 5, 1, 4. And wide in the last leg also with 5, 2, 4, and 14. But we have got beautiful conditions. I'll get a bumper crowd here. And 9 races and very good feels right through the day, Sean.